Happy bye week to you. My name is Drew Doherty. This is Nick Scherfield. And just because the Texans aren't playing this Sunday doesn't mean we're not going to do a Friday Facebook mailbag. That's where we answer your questions that you send in on Facebook, like this one from Ozzy Manzanares. He says, "What's up, Nick and Drew? How serious is Tate's hamstring injury? Also, I want to congratulate the Texans for their victory last Sunday. Loved how the team just went in an all-out assault on defense and offense." It's a perfect word for it. It really was an assault on the Ravens. But as for Tate's injury, Ben Tate, the running back, it's a hamstring pull that he suffered in the game against the Ravens. It's serious enough that Gary Kubiak said he's concerned about it, but Kubiak also said there's a lot of time in between now and the game against the Bills, so there's some time he can rest it.
Yeah, Gary Kubiak called it a slight hamstring pull, was his wording for it. He said he is concerned because they've had a couple hamstring issues with Tate here in his third season with the Texans now, but having the bye week is definitely going to help him out. And he said, he did tell Texans Radio, Sports Radio 610, on Tuesday, I believe it was, that if the Texans were playing this weekend, instead of having their bye week, Tate would probably not be able to go. So he said he's a little bit concerned about his availability for week 9 against the Bills. At the same time, very confident in Justin Forsett, the third running back who's averaged over 5 yards a carry this year. But as far as the assault the Texans had on the Ravens, 43-13, second biggest margin of victory in team history, team record for points in a game. The previous record was 42 back in 2007 or 2008 against the Jaguars. So about as dominant as a game as you'll see the Houston Texans play. And to do it against a team of that caliber, the Baltimore Ravens, makes it even more impressive.
All right, Luis Figueroa wants to know, why don't the Texans wear the red jerseys more often? I think they looked sharp with the white pants when they played the Ravens. Go Texans. Luis, you and I were on the same page. I think that red top on white pants, razor sharp. Arian Foster liked the look as well. He said so on his radio show, The Arian Foster Show, Tuesday night. It's something where you can only wear the alternate jerseys 2 times a year. You can't wear them in primetime games necessarily, so you didn't see it against the Ravens. And you have to designate it before the season starts. The blue jerseys are their home jerseys or their regular jerseys that they wear, so that means the red ones are their alternates. So you're only going to see them at most 2 times a year. This year, you're only going to see them once.
Yeah, you meant you didn't see him against the Packers, which was a primetime game.
That's what I meant, yeah.
It's okay. Everybody forgives
Thanks.
You.
Thanks. You're my pal. That's why. Well. I appreciate you helping me out.
But there's the only good time you're going to see him this year. They can do it twice. They've done it twice a couple times in years past. Last year, they only did it one time. The year before that, they did do it twice. And some people ask, why not the red jerseys and the red pants? That's a team decision. I personally, and you just said the same thing, bigger fans of the white pants with the red jerseys. I know a lot of players feel that way as well, but either way, it is always fun to see all the red shirts, jerseys in the crowd. The fans seem to get really into it. The players seem to get a little fired up about it for one reason or another, and the Texans have been pretty good on Battle Red Day as well. So, that's why they only wear once or twice a year.
All right, Barrett Bear Ortega has this one. What is the time guesstimate on when Daryl Sharpton will be back? Well, the inside linebacker Daryl Sharpton has been coming back from an injury. Last year, around this time, maybe a little bit sooner, he tore a quadriceps muscle. So he was rehabbing that. And it looked like at the start of training camp, he'd be ready to go. He injured himself during training camp. He had another injury. So that set him back. But the Texans should know something more about his time frame as the week progresses.
Yeah, the Texans say that he's close. He's very close to being ready to get a chance to come back. And the way it is, he's on the physically unable to perform list, commonly referred to as the PUP. Yep. So he's not taking up a roster spot. He wasn't able to play in the first 6 games when you put him on the PUP before the season starts. But now, as part of this three-week window, where he has a chance to start practicing. So he can start practicing coming off the bye. Maybe he will. If he does, then they have a three-week window, the Texans, whether or not to decide to activate him to the active roster from the PUP. So it goes 3 weeks and then 3 more weeks starting in week 7. So they've got a little bit more time, but they think that he's close to getting a chance, and maybe we'll see him after the bye or the week after that. If not, we'll know one way or another whether he's ready to come back this season.
Good stuff. The final one comes from Zane Travis Wunsch, or Wunschi. Sorry for the mispronunciation. It's probably a third that I don't know. But do you think we'll remain undefeated through the rest of the year with a game in Chicago and against the Patriots? Is a Super Bowl for Houston in the air? What is Kush doing as of now? I'll answer those in backwards
order.
Yeah, reverse chronological order. Brian Cushing, as Nick reported on Tuesday, is having surgery or had surgery yesterday. He had surgery on Thursday. That was in Pensacola, Florida, with Dr. James Andrews. The guy's the best in the business. Anybody who's anybody, big-time athlete-wise, has gone and gotten operated on by him. As far as the Super Bowl for Houston in the year, the Texans approach every season with the Super Bowl as their goal. They think in August they're capable of playing in the Super Bowl. That's what their goal is. So, yeah, I think they can definitely make the Super Bowl.
They're the best team in the AFC at their bye week. They have the best record. They're one of only three teams even above 500 in the AFC. The other ones are the Ravens, who the Texans just beat by 30 points. And then the New England Patriots, who are 4-3, Texans play them at New England. Of course, we're going to get to that in a second
here. Yeah, and as far as going running the table, it's tough. It's certainly a possibility because they've only lost once so far. That's going to be a hard, hard thing to happen because the season is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You have a bad bounce here and there, and sometimes they accumulate, and you get beat. So I don't think it would happen. I think it's possible, but I don't think it's going to happen.
They certainly can, and they think they can beat every single team that they play, and they've pretty much shown that. I mean, the game from the Packers aside, J.J. Watt and some other players referred to that game as a hiccup, some sort of something that they didn't play well. The Packers played extremely well, and they're a very good team, and Aaron Rodgers had a great game.
Greatest game of his life.
They showed what they can do against the Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. We'll see. It's unlikely to happen, but they could do it. They could rattle off, what is it, 9 more wins to win the rest of the year. But they're going to take them one at a time, starting with the Buffalo Bills. Last thing on Brian Cushing, had his surgery. Also, just had a baby boy last week, his first child. He and his wife, Brian Caden Cushing, 8.5-pound baby boy. We got a lot of funny tweets when we put out about that probably doing push-ups and pull-ups in the hospital, as soon as he was born. But congratulations to him. Hopefully, I'm sure that'll help a little bit ease the sting of being out for the year to be getting to spend some time with his firstborn son.
Yeah, it's been good seeing Cushing around, even though he's injured. It's good seeing him in the locker room.
Very involved.
Yeah, we've seen him after
every
the
day,
game.
Every single practice. That's what he says he's going to do, and he's done it so far.
And the final thing, if any baby, a day or two old, can do push-ups and pull-ups, I would bet it's the offspring of Brian Cushing. I'm not saying it's happening, but if it were to happen, that would be the one. You're the one. We thank you for watching, so have a great weekend, and thank you again for checking out this Friday Facebook Mailbag.